Every minute of every day, someone in Britain is a victim of domestic violence.
I'm fucking lying to you!
Why are you lying to me? Don't lie to me!
But those victims are not always women.
Don't lie!
The British Crime Survey reports that 22% of the victims of domestic violence are men.
She broke my nose twice. She broke my arm.
And the true figure could be higher. Many male victims are too ashamed to come forward.
I can't look at you anymore.
Put the knife down.
Here, we reveal the scope and pattern of this hidden form of domestic abuse.
Yeah!
Inflicted by women on men.
You went to the pub afterwards! What do you think you're doing, eh? Where have you been? You didn't think of it, did you?
She was the love of his life. He adored her. He absolutely idolised her.
Peter McBride was physically abused by his long-term partner, Sonia. The descent of this eight-year relationship from initial attraction to misery and violence follows a pattern experienced by many battered men.
Battered men suffer greatly. They have the emotional pain of being attacked, so they may feel dejected, belittled, devalued.
Abusive relationships usually start very differently. Peter met Sonia when he was 18. She was 22, and life looked a lot brighter. It wasn't long before the couple announced that they were getting engaged.
They had a problem with accommodation, and Peter asked if they could stay with us for a while, which we had no problem with whatsoever.
But with the couple in the family home, the McBrides began to see a different side to Peter's fiancée. The McBride family experienced Sonia's violent side at their first Christmas together. It was an early warning that was easily overlooked.
What do you think you're doing, eh? Falling asleep on Christmas Day? Yeah, get up!
I was scared for him because I knew that if he didn't get away from her, it would just get worse, and obviously, it did get worse. Much, much worse.